This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show. This is the Adam Gold Show.
It's a healthy competition. So again, me and Baker, just we're both going to do everything it takes to win the job, and that's really all it is.
To be honest with you, I haven't been worried about when the decision's going to be made or any of that timeline-wise. Just try to put my head down and handle it one day at a time. And that's been the mindset for both Sam and I, is just how can we be playing the best ball by the end of camp and just handle it correctly. Because the locker rooms and the organizations go as the QB room goes, and as long as we're leading correctly and we're, you know, supporting each other, good things are going to happen. So we're not worried about when that's going to happen, just trying to get better each day.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Welcome to the Adam Gold Show. I am Adam Gold. Those voices you just heard were those of Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield. Mayfield sounds like a person who knows that he's going to be the starter. I mean,
it's the worst kept secret.
Right? Like, yeah, apparently neither's going to play tonight.
Neither?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
All right.
Is that neither will play tonight.
Okay.
So.
Not even a series?
Doesn't look like it.
All right.
Well, I mean, we could hedge. We could say, well, you know, probably not going to play tonight. But my understanding is that neither will play. So.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I see it from the sense of, okay, you just spent 2 days this week basically going live against
right.
another team.
They got all the reps.
And they got a majority of the reps. Yeah. Okay, fine. That makes sense.
That's enough of a game.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, you know, rolling the clock back, Matt Rhule didn't say that he would see them in the game against the Patriots. He really was talking about the practice, the couple of practices or the fights against the Patriots. So, again, I think the decision was made when they traded for Baker Mayfield. I've always believed that this was never really a competition. And next week, Baker Mayfield will be named the starting quarterback, and that'll be that. And then they'll have to, everybody will coexist. Because they are professionals. Sam Darnold has almost 19 million reasons why it's okay to be a backup. And that's where we are. Real quick, before we get really going here, went to see Roger Waters last night at PNC Arena. So this has been an interesting run of concerts for me this summer. Saw Robert Plant with Alison Krauss. Back about a month and a half ago, maybe two months ago. Then saw Daryl Hall with Todd Rundgren a week ago and Roger Waters last night. I have to go back. No, I think Robert Plant's like 73. He's the young guy I saw this year.
Yeah.
Daryl Hall is 75. Roger Waters is 78.
Really?
The guy's just, he's in incredible shape.
Still going strong, huh?
So for those people who did see the show last night, first of all, band was excellent. Obviously, if you're a Pink Floyd fan, the music is next level. There are arguments to be made that, and I'm not saying that they are or aren't, but I know people who will make the argument that they might be the best blend of rock, experimental music, the rock opera. They're telling stories, just incredible stuff. But I will say this about Roger Waters. They put you to work in the audience because you cannot just go and lose yourself in the music. He will not allow it. It is an assault, and I'm not saying this in a negative way. He demands a lot of you as a member of the audience. He forces you to confront like our own societal issues during the show. It is a massive, like, if you didn't walk out of there drained, I did.
But in a good way, though.
Well, yeah, because yeah. As long as you're okay thinking. I mean, seriously, you have to be okay with it. But I can see if people didn't want to hear it, then it could be it could be a chore. But, man, what a show. Glad I went to see it. And if he comes around again, I'll go check it out again. Band sounded very, very good. All right, let's start. All right, we have a lot of NFL stuff to get to. And again, we'll start with tonight's Panthers-Patriots game, Foxborough. WRAL-TV5, if you are local to the WRAL-TV5 viewing area, mm-hmm. I'm sure they're on over-the-air affiliates in Asheville and Wilmington and Charlotte and Greenville. I mean, you can watch them. If you happen to be somehow, sampling us online, or, however you consume this program, and you're outside the state, I believe NFL Network is airing the game live
yes,
as well.
Yes, they are.
So, P.J. Walker is apparently going to be your starter.
Woo!
So again, Baker, Sam, unlikely to see action, which does lend credibility to the idea that this was never a quarterback competition. Which, okay. I think every one of us assumed that barring injury, Baker Mayfield would run out with the first team during the opener against Cleveland. That's it. Okay. Like, none of us believed that Sam was the better quarterback anyway. The only real, thing we have to determine, how much better Baker is than Sam? But Baker basically just had to stay upright to be the starting quarterback for the opener. So, again, not really all that surprised. Darren Gant told us yesterday, probably going to be mostly twos and threes. So I would say if you're tuning into the game tonight at 7 o'clock or you're listening to it on the radio, and we are here in Raleigh, the Panthers affiliate, find stuff to bet on.
Yes.
Oh, well, we can't do that in North Carolina.
Oh,
you'll have to do that.
Or you can just drive. Hey, if you're in Greensboro, just drive up 29, hit the Danville. You're
bet
in
like
the state.
Crazy.
You can bet. Just pull it on your phone.
Bet like crazy. Adam Gold here from my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. All right, Coach, simple. When do we start tax planning in retirement?
We should start as soon as possible, because here's one thing, Adam. Taxes are not going away.
Right.
And so the game here is we know the rules. A lot of people want to ignore the rules or act like they aren't familiar with them, but the IRS knows the rules. And so when we get to retirement, they're going to reach in and start taking some of their money out of your accounts. So the secret here is to put a force field around as much as possible by strategically moving some of our money to Roth IRA or some of the other vehicles that aren't taxed, like special life insurance policies. You can borrow against your money there and never have to pay tax on your money that you build up inside your cash value. So there are a lot of strategies here. The one strategy that does not work is ignoring it. So let's make sure to not ignore it. The next 10 people will do for you your very own tax and retirement plan that'll help you minimize taxation all the way through retirement.
800-661-7383. All you got is call, or you can text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter. All right, let's get to something that indirectly impacts the Panthers. There is a developing quarterback situation in Tampa Bay.
Oh. Is Tom Brady quit?
Well, no, he has not quit. Not that we know of. About a week ago, you may recall, Dennis, the Bucs announced that Tom Brady would be away from the team for personal reasons. He was never expected to play in either of the first two preseason games. I don't remember who they played last week. I actually think it was Cleveland last week. And they're playing the Tennessee Titans. They're on the road at Tennessee this week, tomorrow. So he was expected, as of last week, expected back after Saturday's game with the Titans. So the enterprising media asked Buccaneers coach Todd Bowles about Brady's return yesterday.
We'll see. We'll talk about it next week. I'm not concerned about it right now. We're trying to practice against Tennessee and play a game. I said sometime after Tennessee, there's no definitive date for me, but we'll check on it. We'll keep in touch and we'll find out.
That's just, I don't know, interesting.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about, look, the fact that we don't have any real information just lends itself to a lot of speculation. And I'm not going to speculate that Tom Brady is not coming back, because I'll be stunned if he's not coming back. But if you're away from the team for personal reasons, and it was, they said it was scheduled. If it was scheduled, I'm surprised that nobody knew about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Right? Because if it was scheduled, you would have thought that, hey, here's how this is going to go. But there was no reason, I guess, for anybody in the media to ask, hey, is Tom going to be playing either of the first two? Man, I don't know. Maybe they did. But if it's a personal matter, I also don't know that your personal matter has to be confined to, well, he's going to be out for 10 days. And at 10 days, the personal matter will be over.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes personal matters take longer. So, interesting.
I'm wondering when he retired if he had booked a vacation. And this is the reason why. Is, hey, look, tickets are paid for. Everything's paid for. I can't get my money back. Exactly. When he retired, this is what he did. He had it scheduled. Much like, for example, if you had something booked and you got a new job and you're like, hey, by the way, I already have something pre-scheduled here.
We're going to Branson.
Sure.
We're going to Branson, Missouri. We're going to go to the, I don't know, the Dolly Parton Theater.
Yes.
Maybe that was it. Mm-hmm. Is there a Dolly Parton Theater in Branson?
I don't know.
Is there a Randy Parton Theater in Branson? You have no idea what that reference is about.
That
do you,
one,
Dennis?
No, I don't.
Okay, for those people who live up in Roanoke Rapids.
Yeah.
There was a time, and this goes back about 15 years in the state of North Carolina, where they tried to make essentially an interchange on 95 mm-hmm. in Roanoke Rapids. They tried to make that like an entertainment hub.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton's brother, Randy, was going to have a Randy Parton Theater, and they were going to build around it. Failed.
Ooh.
Just saying. Anyway, if you are scoring at home, Buccaneers fans, Blaine Gabbert, Kyle Trask, Ryan Griffin. Those are your three quarterbacks on the depth chart. So get back soon, Tom. All right, yesterday we had the news of the settlement between the NFL and Deshaun Watson. 11 games, $5 million fine, counseling, all of that. We talked about it yesterday. There was blathering about second chances and is he never again supposed to work, by Jimmy Haslam, the owner, as though there's not middle ground there. We went from, so is he never supposed to work? This is America. Don't we deserve second chances? Like, yeah, nobody said he was never supposed to work. And nobody said that he couldn't get a second chance. Why do we do this? Why do we go to extremes to somehow make a situation better than it needs to be? So that was silly. Roger Goodell gave us some hot air about Watson being willing to do the hard work to better himself as a person. And as soon as Roger Goodell's statement came out talking about how Deshaun Watson really dedicating himself to getting better and to Watson gave us this.
I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything. I feel like a person has the opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that, and we prove that on the legal side, and we're just going to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person.
It doesn't sound like he's willing to do the hard work. I could be wrong. I'm not an expert. I did think, since counseling is a part of this, I did think that in order for counseling to be effective, you had to basically come to grips with why you put yourself in that position in the first place. So I would ask Deshaun Watson, how does counseling work now?
I have to grow as a person. I have to be able to communicate and talk with people. I have to continue to, know each and every situation so I don't put myself back in the situation that I was just in. So I have to continue to just grow as an individual. My whole outlook of just myself as a football player, but also as an individual, as a human being.
What dressing would you put on that word salad?
Caesar.
A Caesar dressing? Like a little poppy seed. A little poppy seed. Wasn't there an apology?
Allegedly.
There was a TV apology. Then there was a written apology. I would ask Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com what her thoughts are on this.
It seemed as though he were apologizing to his accusers, that there was a paradigm shift here, and that he was actually expressing remorse for something that went on in those rooms. But actually, that turned out to be not the case. He was very adamant today that he has done nothing wrong and that he is innocent. And he said that numerous times, that he stands by his innocence. It's not the note I was expecting him to strike today. I thought he was going to be contrite. I thought he was going to say, I'm submitting to counseling. I thought he was going to say things like, I know I need to change my behavior. And there wasn't anything like that.
Yep. Nothing like that. So somehow, follow this with me, please. Okay. Somehow, Watson, who was credibly accused of exposing himself and brushing his pistol on 24 massage therapists while they were trying to work, at the very least. Like, there are other details that I left out which make it far worse than this. He settled all of those cases, lawsuits, with all of those massage therapists. Somehow, Watson has managed to make the league look like the biggest clown in this situation. How is that possible?
Because the NFL is the NFL.
How? Roger Goodell just said Deshaun Watson is willing, he's committed to doing the hard work. And then Deshaun Watson just pistol whipped that. Congratulations, National Football League. But I would argue this. By the way, if you read Sally Jenkins' column about this in the Washington Post, it is, again, phenomenal. Nobody calls people to task like Sally Jenkins. It's an embarrassing moment for the NFL. But the NFL has put themselves in this position over time. Like, it's a lip service league. And maybe it doesn't have to be anything else. Maybe they simply are a money-making entity and we should never look to them to be some sort of a moral high ground on anything. I'm not even throwing shade. Maybe this is an us problem. Maybe the league shouldn't even have a personal conduct policy because they clearly don't do anything with it. And the reason why the punishment handed down by Sue Robinson was 6 games was because she thought that was harsh. Because the NFL, for as they what they termed was a non-violent offense, albeit 24 of them. What they termed a non-violent offense, to that point, the longest suspension ever given for a non-violent offense to the player personal conduct policy was 3 games. So Sue Robinson suspended him for 6. I really threw the book at him. And she pointed out that the NFL had done a poor job. Because they have. So getting 11 games is, what, almost 300% more than they've ever given anybody else for a non-violent offense. One day, the NFL will get it. Or, again, maybe we should get it. This could be on us. It doesn't have to be on the NFL. Maybe we should just stop. Look, they are just an entertainment entity, and that's it.
Yep.
And morals, screw it. Is he in jail? No? Good. Put him on the field. But you know what? They have to deal with sponsors.
Yeah.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Did you see what the Steelers did?
Yeah, I did.
The other day.
Yeah, I did.
So I want to get this right. I got this. I saw this on Jay Glazer's Twitter timeline. He is the insider for Fox Sports. Mike Tomlin is driving around the Pittsburgh area. I don't think he's just aimlessly driving around. He's clearly, you know, going home, going to work, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he spots some kids, I guess, in a field or a park or a playground in a fight. Bunch of kids. In a fight, stops the car, gets out of the car, and goes over and defuses the fight. They recognize Mike Tomlin. Everybody's calmed down. So he spent a bunch of time with the kids that day. The next day, invited them all to Steelers practice, training camp, whatever it is, whatever we're calling it. Ultimately, he put the kids meet Najee Harris. He puts them through, this is all on Twitter, by the way, and actually the Sporting News has a great breakdown of it, including Twitter videos. They run through practices, you know, drills, running back drills, like Najee Harris does. The kids are in awe. Some of the kids really pull off the drills really well. Tomlin is coaching them. It is just an incredible scene about when Charles Barkley said that, I'm an athlete. I'm not a role model.
Mm-hmm.
I always push back on that because whether you realize it or not, you are a role model. You have influence on young people. And Tomlin taking the time, not only yesterday in practice, but the previous day, Tomlin taking the time to spend time with those kids, to bring them to practice, to connect with them. Those kids' lives will never be the same.
Yeah.
Never be the same. Harris the same way. And for what we know about Harris, where Harris has taken time with young kids. Mm-hmm. He was homeless for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, long time.
So he has a history of spending time with young people. But for Tomlin to do that, it's just awesome. That's why I've said several times, if the Steelers ever decided, you know what, Mike Tomlin just ain't all that, let's try another coach, I think there would be 20 teams in the NFL who would fire their head coaches to hire Mike Tomlin.
Easily.
Maybe more. Easily. Maybe 30 teams in the NFL would fire their head coach to hire Mike Tomlin. He is that good and just an incredible example. All right. Saved it for last. Braves beat Jacob DeGrom and the Mets 3-2 yesterday. Two runs early off the best in the league. Then with Vaughn Grissom on first, Michael Harris at the plate. Two outs in the sixth.
Balls, two strikes again. The pitch on the ground. That's going to sneak into the center field. Grissom around second on his way to third. They're going to wave it. Here comes the throw toward the plate. It's cut off.
Oh, man, that gave the Braves a 3-2 lead. They went on to win by the score of 3-2. I have a question. What was the exit velocity on that?
76.
On that hit. That's all I heard. A week ago, 2 weeks ago, when the Braves lost 4-5 in New York? Oh, too many bloop hits. Like, there was a ground ball that could have easily been a ground out. Could have easily been a ground out. Found a hole. went into center field, wasn't even hit hard enough. The center fielder had to charge in. Actually, I think Brandon Nimmo did a poor job. But anyway, well-played series. Braves are good, really good. Looks like they're going to get Mike Soroka back.
Oh,
yeah. He's doing another minor league rehab start for AAA, and then he should be back. And I think there is just a three-game series left between the Braves and the Mets. I actually think it's in Atlanta again. I think they most of the first games in this series, the season series, were in New York. Either way, I hope that these two teams meet in the playoffs. It's good baseball. It's fun baseball. And you get to see some incredible, incredible players. So good on the Braves. They're just four back in the loss column now after taking three of four. Said this yesterday. If the series was a split, it was a loss for the Braves. Three out of four, it's good. It's good. They got the deficit down to four games in the loss column. And now it's manageable. Braves host Houston this weekend. Mets are in Philadelphia this weekend. And the Mets will not have Max Scherzer or Jacob DeGrom pitch any of those games. Philly's playing well. So maybe an opportunity for the Braves to pick up some more ground.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.